Imagine a home where the man has been arrested and detained. And while he's in prison, the authorities send someone to his home to live and make sure no one else is a criminal. That someone might even sleep in the man's bed next to his spouse. This is actually happening in China's Xinjiang region, where Uyghur Muslims are facing increasingly repressive government policies. When men are detained, Uyghur women are often left alone to keep their families and households together. The Pair Up and Become Family program assigns male Chinese minors to live in the homes of Uyghur families. The Chinese government says it's a cultural exchange.
They say it's kind of cultural understanding each other, but it's not really that. It's just one way.
That's Zubaira Shamsuddin, the Chinese outreach coordinator for the Uyghur Human Rights Project. She told me how policies like Pair Up affect Uyghur women in Xinjiang.
This kind of campaign is not new, but it was kind of intensified since 2016 with China's government's many other repressive campaigns against the Uyghurs. You know, from 2016, many Uyghur men sent to the concentration camps. So many women and the children left at home. And the Chinese government mobilized hundreds of thousands of party cadres to visit Uyghur families. At the beginning, it was kind of temporary, typically in the form of visits, like 5 days every 2 months. And whenever they visit, the family is required to provide information about their lives and the political views, the religious views. They just have to report everything. But by 2018, this campaign involved homestays. The officials actually stay at the homes and sleep with the family. That kind of homestay is really intrusive and it's insulting to Uyghur culture and religion.
That's kind of incredible. I mean, so these are party cadres, Communist Party loyalists who basically live in the homes of Uyghurs. I mean, how long do they stay and how many homes get visited by these cadres?
It is all over. According to the reports, south to north, every part of East Turkestan. And also, the thing is, that kind of homestay, they report that, you know, those officials speak to the children of the family because children, they don't lie. It's really absurd control of the Uyghur families.
I've seen some reports with quotes from Chinese officials, and I just wanted to get your reaction to this. When asked about not welcoming them or speaking out against the Pair Up program, Chinese officials said the women are very keen and offer them whatever they have in their house. He also said that they have never heard of situations in which male officials take advantage of female members of the household, even though they often sleep in the same beds. Do you believe either of those claims?
No, I don't believe it. Because what I heard from Zumrat Dawood, who has, you know, personally firsthand experienced that kind of homestay, they don't like it. I mean, nobody likes it because they are completely stranger, one. Secondly, it's attack on the family's privacy. It's just another form of jail for them.
The Chinese government continues to say that it's trying to re-educate and assimilate the Uyghur community. How does the Chinese government see the role of Uyghur women?
I think Uyghur women is very easy target. All men sent to the concentration camps. They don't have any other household male members who can support them. And the Chinese government is taking advantage of that difficult situation. The woman is very important for Chinese government. They think that if they completely assimilate Uyghur women, someone that listens to Chinese government and influence Uyghur people and society, that's why they target Uyghur women. The role of Uyghur women in Uyghur society is very strong. The target is not only changing Uyghur culture, it's changing Uyghur identity. In a word, it's another way of assimilation, of changing Uyghurs into Chinese.
Zubaira Shamsuddin, the Chinese outreach coordinator with the Uyghur Human Rights Project. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.